still fairly cool, but the sun is warming things up quick and the birds seem to know it. So I'm going to walk some of the trails near my house. And most of this area is pretty mixed deciduous woods. So it's not remarkable in any way, but it's full of birds right now. The bird is a little bit in the woods from where I am, and it's an oven bird, which is a kind of warbler. It's going, teacher, 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 teacher. And I've been hearing these for a few days, but conditions have been windy, or they've been this, or they've been that. I haven't been able to actually get out and record it. So it's a fun one to hear. And oven birds are fairly common up here. The oven bird gets its name from the kind of a nest it builds. It builds a nest that's right on the ground, and it's covered on the top, and it's covered on three sides, and the bird enters one side and, you know, looks kind of like an oven, I guess. And I say they're a warbler. Most people think warblers are all bright colored, but not the oven bird. It's kind of much more subtle. And it's sometimes very hard to see. It's easy to recognize song, but very hard to see because they just kind of skulk around an awful lot. Ah, that whistle song a little far away was a white-throated sparrow. Oh, sweet Canada, Canada, Canada. And they are everywhere. I've walked a little further, and it's kind of neat because I'm hearing more than one of these oven birds in different directions. So they're really back in numbers. I'm also hearing a black and white warbler, but that's such a high, difficult song to hear. I have to be much, much closer to be able to record it. But they're back too, black and white warblers. I hear a crow in the distance too. I don't know what they're up to. They usually don't nest right here in the woods. But we're not far from houses and places where they kind of like to hang around. That, tweet, 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 that was a northern water thrush. There he goes. It's a three-part song. And a northern water thrush looks a lot like an oven bird. And they have in a way, habits the same. They like to be down low. They don't build an oven-like nest, but they're skulkers, and they like to be around water. He moved a little ways from me now, so I may not get that song again. But these are little warblers, and they're not very bright colored either. They're kind of like the oven bird that way, and they have a habit if you get a look at them, which isn't always easy. But they have the habit of kind of pumping their tail up and down. So that's a characteristic that you can really use to help identify them if you just get a little look at it. But they have that very rich song, and he's not going to sing again. A lot of these birds are just passing through, so they're not on territory. I can't pin them down and go and, you know, record them for long periods of time. There's that northern water thrush singing again. I was kind of walking away. It's actually a very loud song because I'm quite a distance away, and if I try to get closer, I'm afraid he'll stop. But you can hear that. You can hear those three parts to the song. I'm going to move on along the trail, but I'm going to say goodbye to you for now. This is Molly Hoffman with Field Notes.